From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Reality struck the old Wallace, eh, in Q2?
Yeah, Mike, sort of. We've spent a lot of time sort of dissecting what's happening with consumers and spending, haven't we? And yesterday we got the official word on retail trade for the second quarter. Admittedly, we are sort of closing out August now, so the data does feels a little bit dated. The data is Statistics New Zealand Retail Trade Survey, which looks at the sales and stock across a wide range of industries. So if we compare the June quarter to the March quarter, retail volumes fell 0.5%. If we look at the total volume of seasonally adjusted retail sales, $26 billion. So talking quite big numbers here. So a 0.5% fall, that's a lot of bucks, actually, if you work it out. In retrospect, you've got to say, if you look at this, it doesn't feel completely unexpected. The thing is, the published market consensus forecast was for a 0.2% lift. So it's a decent miss. I mean, there were forecasts that were closer to the actual outcome, but a fall of 0.5%, the outcome there is probably in the raise the eyebrows territory, and it's a bit more than we thought. Discretionary spending leading the fall, and very clearly, as has been very well articulated, discretionary spending was a victim of higher fuel prices and the associated impact of those higher fuel prices. Look, there was a big increase in fuel retailing sales. But once you take out the effect of price changes, fuel retail recorded the largest fall in sales volumes of the industry's measured. In other words, it costs more, so you didn't buy as much. Excuse me. So we've got 15 retail industries. 8 of those recorded. Gosh, Mike, I'm losing my voice here this morning, Mike. 15 retail industries, 8 of those recorded lower retail sales volumes. Those falls were more pronounced in, as I said, fuel retail, motor vehicle and parts retailing, accommodation, food and beverage, so hospitality. There was a big jump in electronic and electrical goods retailing. And Mike, I'm still trying to figure that one out. I'm actually not really sure why that category jumped so much. On a regional level, Marlborough, Taranaki, they stood out, growth in the sort of threes, mid twos for Canterbury. Annually, volumes up 3.2%. That's the lowest annual growth in 12 months. Core retail volumes holding up better, though, at 4.4%. These quarterly numbers, I think, Mike, they give you a sort of big picture view, so we're not sort of lost in that sort of high-frequency monthly numbers. They show very clearly the impact of Middle East conflict, maybe a bit greater than expected, but I think it highlights how sensitive our consumer spending is to petrol prices and creates what I call a bit of a forecast tension or forecast uncertainty, because on the one hand, I think we can rebound pretty quickly with sustainably lower petrol prices, but on the other hand, I think we're also, as I've said this before, we're vulnerable to an extended stalemate in the Middle East, yeah, with a sustained elevated price. And right now, Mike, you've got to say that's not an unlikely scenario. I mean, I just want to remind people out there, Scott Bessent announced economic fury against Iran in April. It's now August, yeah, so that's almost four or five months ago.
He had fury 2.0 this morning, and I note the oil price, you'll give it to us in a moment, is down a little bit, but I do take your point. Now, where are we at with Chorus? Do we like that or not? Market didn't like it.
Well, the market kind of didn't. So Chorus, N6-listed company, is probably not the sexiest business in the world. So it came out of the old telecom, right, went through the separation in 2011. So we now have Spark and Chorus. Chorus emerged owning the infrastructure. Then they rolled out the ultra-fast broadband. Chorus is regulated in the same sense that lines companies are regulated. It reported a 3% increase in earnings. That was okay. Up 1.5% earnings, $726 million. Fibre connections up 3%. But on the day, the share price took a bit of a hit. It was down just over 5%, probably the biggest faller on the day on the NZX 50. And I think it's just around their guidance for the financial year, for the 2027 financial year. Maybe the market a little bit disappointed in that. Still paying the dividend, 60 cents per share total dividend. They did see a big increase in data usage, finger being pointed there at the World Cup, people streaming that. And in case you were wondering, increase in the use of AI is not a significant contributor to traffic volumes, but it should lead to more demand and more growth in higher speed services, which I thought was quite an interesting end point there.
Okay, what are the numbers?
Unfortunately, the Dow Jones, the Dow Jones is up. It's up about 0.25%, 128 points, 53,405. But the other markets in the US are lower. The S&P 500 down about 0.25%, 7653. The NASDAQ down 129 points, about 0.5%, 26,051. The FTSE 100 gained about 0.33%, 10,854. The Nikkei fell 0.75%, 65,528. Shanghai Composite down 23,382 the close there. The Aussies gained 0.5% yesterday, 9,103, but the NZX 50 fell 0.65%, 13,881. One Kiwi dollar will buy you 0.5954 US dollars on the wholesale market, 0.8335 Aussie, 0.5106 against the euro, 0.4368 against the pound, 94.76 Japanese yen. Gold continues to rally, $4,638. And Brent crude has come back a little bit, Mike, $91.96, but still elevated.
Catch you tomorrow, man. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.